to embrace negotiation and engagement with one another through reciprocal respect and with an eye towards justice. This is a kind of love movement. The 9/11 truth movement, I think, is at the core of the peace movement, because unless you have an analysis of why the wars are being fought, of who did what to whom in the originating event of the global war on terror, you are lending yourself and being diverted into forms of hatred and warfare that can only be counteracted through a genuine peace movement. And that peace movement embraces the concept of loving our fellow human beings and embracing, even when we have differences and tensions and antagonisms among us, some respect for our shared human condition and the life, brotherhood, sisterhood that unites us in a global community.
Well, we should love our brothers, but I don't know if we should love Big Brother. Anyway, how about the next segment here, which is the biggest false flag stories of 2017? And let's start out with our conspiracy theorist president, who's not exactly a paragon of what I would like to think of a conspiracy theorist being. I think, in fact, he's kind of a false flag. He makes us look pretty bad.
Apartment building didn't blow up. That was in Riazan, okay? It was hexogen, the same that the KGB or the FS, let's call it the Federal Security Bureau, and Pirates of the Potomac cooperate in waging over the, let's say, Caspian oil. So, this goes
it doesn't
back,
hold much water.
Years.
It
now,
is 10:30.
He doesn't say that up front, but this has been reported in the British press. He's mad at the Israelis because he wants them to reach an accommodation with the people in Gaza, with Hamas, because in the back of his mind, he's been saying that, hey, if we don't do this, we may have ISIS in place of Hamas in Gaza. That could happen. In other words, you may have a worsening of this resistance that may take on this terrible trappings of this horrible movement that's called ISIS. What we have to remember here, of course, is that Hamas was never against the U.S. It never undertook any activity against the United States. Let's remember that. People should mention that. Hamas is very focused on their struggle against Israel. And when we're seeing all this war between ISIS, which to my mind is a CIA creation, by the way, when we see this war between ISIS and between Americans and Christians, you never see that on the part of the Palestinians.
Why do you think ISIS is a CIA creation?
Of course. Who else paid money for it? Who else nurtured it? Why did Erdogan open his borders to them? Why did the Chechens and people from Bosnia and people from Eastern Europe come in and join the Iraqis and the Syrian militants? Who did that? Who financed them? Saudi Arabia financed them with the okay of the CIA. It is a CIA creation.
Czar is piggybacking on Caesar, okay? Rome. Now, Europe couldn't count after Roman rule. It wasn't until we were invaded by Islamic Arabs. So how wonderful that we are going to go wage war on this, you know, Arabic script, basically. Of course, if you can't count, then you can't represent the infinite. So you can go out, murder, rape, and pillage, propelled by your fear of death. But
you told them all I was crazy.
Talking about the fifth bomb, Alexander Litvinenko, in similar fashion, who wants to be buried in Chechnya. So this is where it all comes together. False flag. Now, EMS, Boston EMS had the 2000, it was like a couple of years before the Boston bombing, or several years before, a planned mass casualty event. So that's exactly what went down in FEMA. So Sirota, Bill William Sirota, is in FEMA in Boston at the bombing. And remember, there were all the dogs sniffing, bomb sniffing dogs. So you got all these bomb sniffing dogs, and the bombs go off. You're telling everybody, okay, this is going to be a drill. And then at the JFK Library on tax day, at the home state of the CIA's two most famous victims, there is that. Now, Graham Fuller, I just said CIA, and guess what? The CIA station chief in Ankara is married to the mother of the wife of the uncle, Ruslan Tsarnaev. Remember, Tsokar and Tamerlane? Well, Tamerlane was snuffed right off the bat. There's video of him being handcuffed, naked, being put in the SUV, and then supposedly they're saying, oh, his brother ran over him. No excuse to shoot anybody who's handcuffed and naked. Okay, Anna Politkovskaya. Now, let's say, give her the benefit of the doubt, she's not going to ask somebody who's already gotten shot in the head by the scumbucket, skanky Yankee gringo pirates of the Potomac are paying to throw acid in women's faces because we like cheap Arab oil. Now, I happen to know that Gordon Getty has business partnership with this sod monster, and they learned Anglo-style genocide in the Saudi Arabia movie when Peter O'Toole is singing, take no prisoners, it doesn't mean let the women and children go. So these death squads, Bedouin culture and all, but really desperate rape and pillage. And the connection with Israel has to be seen through the view of the Mosaic law that rings like a bell when a hippie vegetarian reads, take the life of no living thing. You know, don't disrespect love, the sacred gift. Don't trade your soul for riches. Don't bear false witness of the law and use it against another. That all makes perfect sense, but of course, don't covet possessions, you know, don't trade your soul for riches, you know. That says no banksterism, 5,000 years. As we were moving the, I better not talk about that, because too many crazy people. But anyway, Hammurabi, I was telling a rabbi that my friend had a dent bumper and he was joking around saying, look what you did to my cow. And I said, but if you got your cow, your ox back with a hole, then I owe you nothing. But if the cow, the ox lost a horn, then I owe you one quarter of the value. And if the ox lost an eye, then I owe the owner one third of the value. But there's nothing owed if you get everything back. So there's no.
I want to publish scenes and rage against machines.
Turned out to be grossly exaggerated, if not false. But there were tons of these phone threats, bomb threats to Jewish community centers and synagogues. There was like 18 in one day. And the whole country was in a panic about this. Trump's Nazis are taking over America. And then Trump, made the panic even worse by saying, hey, this looks, could be an inside job. You know, we'll find out who's really behind this. And the media then crucified Trump for saying this. And then the next thing you know, it turns out that he was right, that an 18-year-old U.S.-Israeli dual citizen, Michael Kadar, did all these threats as a big false flag. And he succeeded in getting Amazon to ban hundreds and hundreds of books that question the official version of World War II history, among other things. So it was a successful false flag, even though the president called it out. I think this is one of the big stories of the year.
Even...
I think this is one.
Agreed. Yes, just- even the head of the ADL, Greenblatt, was utilizing this while it was still being portrayed as coming from domestic white supremacists, and to try to further hate speech laws and hate crime laws in the United States of America. And then it turns out this is coming. This was maybe not an inside job. It was a Southern Israeli job coming out of Ashkelon, Michael Kadar. This story still needs to be investigated about, was this actually, again, sort of a Joshua, what they've claimed also about Joshua Goldberg, some disturbed young guy. In this case, it's a disturbed teenager who has a brain tumor and some form of developmental disorder. Or is this the work of something like Unit 9900 in the IDF that actually uses autistic kids to do geospatial intelligence in combination with something like the kind of intelligence false flag operations that the Mossad is known for doing? But in this case, it got caught. I still think it's a limited hangout, so I would urge people to dig in to the alleged suspect's family connections, his mother, his uncle, Mordecai, I think, Kadar, I think his name is, and see what that all means.
Well, let's be clear now that we're going into the top stories of 2017, as I understand it, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't happen this week.
You focus on Michael Kadar, who has this huge long list of various crimes, including sending out alerts that synagogues would be hit, that cemeteries would be hit, doing it as if it's some kind of white supremacist, when in fact it's a young man, Israeli-American citizen. Did this 18-year-old really do all these things all by himself out of some kind of mischievous intent without some kind of larger scenario, larger management? Did Joshua Goldberg create all these voices seeking to kill and murder different groups, taking on various identities? Jeremy, when you say they have pointed towards Joshua Goldberg, let's be clear, it's we did it. We did a special here on No Lies Radio on Joshua Goldberg, and we have done a lot of work to bring forward this analysis of Joshua Goldberg with no resonance, with no response whatsoever from Bene B'rith Canada, who uses Joshua Goldberg's material in their various smear campaigns. Let's be clear about what is not being investigated, and this idea that just young, troubled youths are doing all these very mischievous, major crimes that disrupt a lot of things.
And Tony, you actually, in uncovering the Joshua Goldberg deeper story behind the image that was planted on your Facebook page, I think that was actually counterintelligence in reality. And that what you did was you bound their most weaponized they had to leave it behind. Aspects of the B'nai B'rith tried to pretend like that had nothing to do with it. So I would say in many ways that you doing the historical work of finding out what the nature and the context and the deep background of text and image is a very good example of the way that the truth can actually work towards justice and peace in the similar way that you were talking about the 9/11 truth movement being the real peace movement.
Well, perhaps if we weren't so modest, we might put forward the premise that these revelations on Michael Kadar and Joshua Goldberg actually do constitute one of the major stories of 2017. It's so important that it gets censored and ignored by the very sources that are implicated in this illusion of where these attacks come from.
Yeah, wasn't it interesting? The mainstream media, which had turned this into the scandal of the year, suddenly became completely dead silent as soon as it turned out it was Michael Kadar doing this from Israel. And I'd like to emphasize that I agree, Jeremy, we need to investigate whether this terrorizing the Jewish community, because this is what it is. This is terrorism. It's terrorizing the Jewish community, making people very fearful. Is this being done from outside the community by its Nazi-type enemies, or is it being done from the leader, not from teenagers, but from the leadership, the elite of that community, in order to profit from this terror? And this is a thesis of this new book, Lauren Guyonneau's book, From Yahweh to Zion. leadership, the elite of that community, in order to profit from this terror. And this is a thesis of this new book, Lauren Guyonneau's book, From Yahweh to Zion, which I'm holding a copy right now.
Wow.
This is it will be on sale on New Year's Day, inshallah.
Wow.
And Laurent makes the argument that a certain ruthless element of the elite within the Jewish community has been terrorizing the Jewish community for thousands of years in order to profit from it.
To Kevin as the why, and a very powerful presentation.
Okay.
The title of this event, The War on Islam, 9/11 Revisited, Uncovered and Exposed. This concept of a war on Islam, it's a very big concept. And part of what we have to face in the 9/11 truth movement is the scale, the magnitude of the big idea we want to convey. And a key to that big idea is that the Cold War came to an end. The Soviet Union kind of imploded and divided into various republics and constituent parts. And suddenly, the major war machine didn't have an enemy. And it seems to me the manifestation of having power these days is the ability to invent your own enemy, to conjure up your own enemy, maybe find some malevolent individuals or forces within the group you want to demonize, and then build them up and arm them and finance them and encourage them and, you know, bring in drugs and psychologists and whatever to increase their antagonism towards what, you know, the West or. But this concept, it's such a huge idea. It speaks of such an audacious, bold engineering of reality that people have trouble grappling with it. But if you're the subject of this attack, as the Nation of Islam are, as the Islamic people of the world are, as the inhabitants of Muslim majority countries that are being invaded again and again are, maybe it's easier to see this large picture of inventing the enemy.
Well, it's a lot easier for Muslim.
Me and your mom on the night.
work with intelligence agencies, are paid by, helped by, transported by.
Your stories are right. It's what matters most, the feeling you get when you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, God, we got you hypnotized. When your body wants nothing, like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream. It seems like a dream. When your body needs nothing.